Amen. Amen.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Thank you for watching over us and keeping us safe. Now, my God, I ask that you would cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness that is in us. For the Apostle Paul summed it up better when he said that, I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. So, Lord, I ask that you cleanse us. And now, Lord, I pray that this word, this message will be a seed that will be planted and that it will yield you 100-fold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The presence of God's Holy Spirit,
to these preachers who preach and proclaim the word of the Almighty God. To our mothers, both near and far, and to those thousands who will be listening and those thousands who will be ministered to through this ministry, and to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God, I greet you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. I am extremely happy to just be alive today. Now, of course, now you can say whatever you want and you can feel whatever way that you feel, but it's good to be alive. And I want to tell you something. Not only is it good to be alive, but it's also good to be fixed and in your right mind. Now I got three or four people that were behind me that they're going to question whether I'm in my right mind or not. But that, I leave that to them. But I want to tell you that it's good that God has been so good to us. Today is the day that secularly that we have set back for our mothers. And I want to tell you something today that the mother, a woman holds power.
Yeah.
You don't realize sometimes how much power that a woman has. That she holds a lot of power, and I've been asking God, what would he have us to say as I stand before kings and queens and governors? What could I possibly say to this royal priesthood? Yes. God gave us a word from Exodus chapter 2. Exodus, the second chapter, verses 1 through 10. Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. I don't know if I am able or capable enough yet to preach a Mother's Day message. I find myself falling short. So I'll attempt to, if the Lord will allow us in this case. In the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, when you have it, say amen. You will find these words written. Notice that the writer here says, "And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi." Are you with me here? "And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months." It's a long time to try and hide a baby. Amen. "And when she could not no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it upon the flags by the river's bank. And his sister," listen at this, "his sister stood afar to see what was going to happen to him. Was his journey going to be safe or not? And the daughter of Pharaoh," y'all, are you with me yet? This is an interesting story because you're going to see the hand of God all over this chapter. Notice, "And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, among the bushes, she sent her maid to go and get it. And when she opened it, she saw the baby. And behold, the baby was weeping, and she had compassion." Is anybody got it? Well, wait till you find out what this is all about. "She had compassion and said, 'This is one of the Hebrews' children.' Then said the boy or the baby's sister." It ought to be connected by now. "Then the baby's sister said unto Pharaoh," said, "'Shall I go and call a nurse, the Hebrew, the nurse, the Hebrew, another Hebrew woman, that she may nurse this child for you?'" Notice,
And Pharaoh's daughter said, yeah, go get a nurse. The nurse, the Hebrew's child. And the maid went and called the child's mother. Is it all coming to you now? And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, I want you to take this child and nurse it and raise it for me. And I'll give thee wages. Notice that the mother is getting paid. What the devil mean for Eve? I sure wish I had three witnesses here. You need to know that whatever the devil mean for evil, God. Somebody here hadn't figured that out yet. Notice that every time your enemy try to do something to you, God turns it around. And the woman took the child, nursed it, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. The grass will wither, the flower will fade. I want to talk to you today about the hand that rocks the cradle. The hand that rocks the cradle. It has been said, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. In this text, if you will allow me just for a minute to bring you up to the text, if you allow me just for a minute to familiarize you with the text here, this is the children of Israel. And in order to understand the book of Exodus, you really have to read the book of Genesis to really get the gist of the story, to really get the comprehension of the story. You have to read the book of Genesis, and you'll come to find out that the 12 tribes of Israel, that they begin to grow. And when Joseph brought his father down to Egypt, he brought all of them into Egypt, and when they came into Egypt, they began to multiply. How many of you know that God will never forget his children? God made a promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, and he said, you're going to have descendants as many as the stars in heaven, as many as there are grains in the seashore of the sand, so shall your descendants be. And so notice here that God allows his promise to stay alive. After the children of Israel starts to come down to Egypt, they begin to multiply. And so now there is a new Pharaoh. And when they get there, the Pharaoh come to find out that the children, that the Hebrews, the Jews, started to multiply so much. And so now he says, listen, I feel threatened. Because after a while, if these Hebrews keep multiplying like this, you do know that God will allow his church to grow. And nobody knows exactly how he's going to do it, but God knows that it's going to do. And notice here that they begin to multiply so much, so fast, so quickly, until the Pharaoh said, listen, we've got to do something. We've got to try some kind of measures and matters to stop this thing, because the Pharaoh knew that after a while there were going to be more men that he could number, and he felt threatened because they would come and take over his kingdom. How many of you know that when you get something wrong, you got to keep doing that to keep it? So finally, Pharaoh gets it, and Pharaoh here says, now this is what I want to be done. He signed a decree that if every one of the Jewish children, every one of the Hebrews, that when they would have a male child, they would be thrown into the Nile. They had to be thrown into the river. They had to be thrown away. And if it was a girl, they would let the girl live, but the boys, they wanted to exterminate the boys. Notice here that the devil have a devilish plot. He has a dastardly plan that he's trying to get together. But watch the hand of God. God, just as he promised in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God always promises a Savior. God always has a Savior. God told the woman in the book of Genesis, and he told Satan, he said, just as you have tried and used and beguiled this woman to bring sin into the world, he says, I'm going to use that same woman to show you how much I love her, to show you how much respect I have for her, to show you how much power I'm going to give her. Just because you used her to think that you brought evil into the world, he said, I'm going to use the woman to show you that I didn't mean her for evil, I mean her for good. Somebody ought to help me here. And notice that he uses a woman to bring in the deliverer. Some 430 years, the children of Israel had been crying out to God to be delivered from slavery. And so what God does, God uses this woman. You need to know that in verse 1, that this wasn't by coincidence, nor accident, that this man married this particular woman. Now, I want to also show you something here, that notice here that you will never find Moses' mother's name. The Bible does not give us her name. It doesn't give us her name in this instance because her name is really not important. It was the work that God did through her. And I came here to tell you, sometimes we want name recognition. But the old folk taught us that your name recognition doesn't mean anything. They said, that's the work that I've done. I wish I had three witnesses here today. You must have slept a little late last night. But I want to tell you something, that when God uses this woman, he takes this woman, that we find that she really doesn't need to find out her name. But notice that the work God does through her. Look at this. And so now in verse 1, God joins this man and this woman together. Watch this. God joins them together. You will notice in verses 1 through 2 that God always has a purpose. He brought them together for his purpose. He brought them together because he knew that he was going to use her to bring in the deliverer. I came here to tell you, my friends, ladies, you need to know that God have you where you are for a purpose. And God's purpose is going to be fulfilled through you. Be careful, my friend, that you don't end your life. Be careful, my friend, that you know that God is using you. Now, a lot of women might say today, I don't know what God is using me for, but I came here to tell you that if you just keep living, if you stay in the will of God, God can use you. If you stay where God would have you to be, God can use you. Notice here that God had a purpose for this woman. He brought her into the world for a purpose. Notice that he says, and the woman conceived in verse 2, and she bare a son. We need to know, we see God's hand of purpose here in the hand that rocks the cradle. It was not only the woman's hand that was at work, it was God's hand through the woman. Notice that sometimes a woman will have compassion one man long. God's hand is using the woman. God uses this woman's hand to take care of his deliverer. God is using her hand in his purpose, in his plan. Through this mother, though her name is not mentioned, we see her importance. And ladies, I want to stop right there because I want to tell you that don't let anybody ever make you feel like you're not important. Because you are important. You do have a place in God's house. You do have a place in God's ministry. And you do have a place in God's memory. Let me tell you today that God has not forgotten about you. No matter where you are, no matter what situation that you're in, No matter what you're going through, no matter what the devil is trying to get you to feel right now, I want you to know that God has a purpose for you. God has a plan just for you. If there's anything you ought to feel happy about, is the fact that God has a purpose for you. And I want to tell you today, don't walk around with your head down. Don't, because you don't work in a certain place, or because you don't stay in a certain neighborhood, or because you don't wear a certain clothes, or because you don't drive a certain car. I came here to tell you, you might not have it all right now, but just keep on living. God has a purpose for you right where you are. Sometimes God have you in the place where he have you at for a reason. Sometimes God have you in the family that he has you in for a reason. Sometimes God have you in the church that he has you in for a reason. Sometimes God allows certain things to happen to you in your life for a reason. God has a reason, and we know, come here Hebrews, come here Paul. Paul says, for we know that all things work together. Sometimes we can have this microwave mentality, type of mentality where we want to have everything to work out instantaneously. But that's not real good all the times, my friend. Sometimes God wants you to allow the process to go through. So in the end, you can say, you know, it was the Lord that brought me through. Now I see God's purpose in my life. Every day won't be a good day. Every day won't be a happy day. Every day won't be a jolly day. But God is trying to show you sometimes you have to take the bitter with the sweet. Notice here that he had a purpose and he had a plan. Though this lady's name is not mentioned, we see her importance. We see how and where and the time that it all took place. That God purposed her to be there. Look at this. Look at verse 2, because this is something that caught, confined, and captivated my attention. Notice that she kept the child hid as long as she could for 3 months. Now it's hard to keep a baby for 1 month, especially to keep a baby quiet for 1 month. Notice here that the Roman guards, they were looking for babies at this time. They were looking for a little Hebrew boy. They were sent out on search missions to find little Hebrew boys so that they could throw them into the river. They had spies in the communities, spies in different neighborhoods, that if they knew of a house where a little Hebrew boy was, they would get them to go and tell them, listen, she got a little Hebrew boy over there in that neighborhood or in that house. I need you to go and get him just to find favor with these guards. But notice here that God allowed the baby to stay here for 3 months. And when the time was up, the woman could no longer conceal this little baby. When she could no longer hide him in verse 3. Notice that when she couldn't hide him, she took for him and put him in some rubbish. Well, I wonder why would the writer put exactly what she made in here? The ingredients that she used are. Why was this so important? It's because God makes it important. Notice here that these were weeds. I did a little homework and I come to find out that these were not just any kind of bushes. Yes. These bushes are found along the riverbanks. Yes. And these kind of bushes, when they find them along the riverbank, and notice that the Bible says in verse 3 that she dabbled it with slime. Slime was asphalt. It was a tar. It was a tar type of substance, that the kind that you find in these driveways. And it was a tar that she put together. And there is no doubt that I come to find out, I was wondering, Brother Irvin, where in the world would this woman get tar from? How in the world could she have gotten tar? After all, this was a housewife. How in the world? God makes it possible that when you need what you need, God knows how to get to you what you need, when you need it, how you need it, and through wish I had three believers here, that God made sure that she got some tar. And when she got the tar, she put this thing together. And when she put it together, there is no doubt that she knew somebody that worked there that would put these houses together. Back then, the people would put their houses together. And if you've ever watched the picture called the Ten Commandments, you'll notice there that Pharaoh gave an order that there be no more slime and no more brick, no more straw to make these houses with. And so now they had to put this thing together. And she found somebody. How many of you know that sometimes you ought to get some connections? You can't just stay stuck up in the house. You got to get you some connections every now and then. If you're looking for some employment, you ought to get you some connections. If you're looking for some food, you ought to get you some connections. That if y'all not with me yet, you have to get you some connections. And they got her some tar, some asphalt, and they helped her, and she put it together. And then notice here that it also said that she had some pitch. And I wanted to know what pitch is. Pitch was a hydrocarbon. Pitch was what we call today polyurethane. Somebody still didn't get it. Now she's got it together, and pitch is polyurethane. And what polyurethane, there's no doubt that she knew somebody, her or Levi Warren, they knew somebody that worked down by the docks. And the person that worked down by the docks would build the ships that would go out from Egypt all over the world. So there was somebody down there that they knew that worked at the docks. And what they did was they slipped some polyurethane in. And what polyurethane does is it makes waterproofing. Yeah. Many of you that have docks at your house.
Here at Christian Love Baptist Church, would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
Mahler Furniture, a community institution, always providing excellent value at affordable prices. All furniture, bedding, and accessories at amazing value. Interest-free financing. Layaways also available while you're waiting for that tax refund. Remember, you didn't buy it from Mahler, you paid too much. Mahler Furniture is a proud community sponsor. 98 Bolton Avenue. When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. 192 Pine Grove Drive, Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of Central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary, a family serving families. Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking need. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always